From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. One day after their governments debated war or peace at the UN, European citizens offered their views today. We're about to visit three European capitals where people flooded the streets today in protest of a possible U.S.-led war against Iraq. Local authorities say the total number of marchers reached into the millions. And one of the biggest marches came on the streets of the closest U.S. ally, Britain. NPR's Nick Spicer begins tonight's coverage from London.
This day of action was the idea of a handful of anti-globalization groups. But through the internet and word of mouth, it appears to have been the target of a popular takeover. Baby Delilah's stroller is pushed by parents Jeannie and Ed Sykes. They haven't demonstrated since their student days, but they're out today to send a warning to the man they both voted for, Tony Blair.
And at the moment, he's leaning towards the American side of the argument, but I think the British people believe in the German and French position at the moment, and it could be political suicide for Blair at the end of the day.
Polls show only 7% of British people would support a war without a UN resolution. Blair says he's ready to do without one, but even then, there appears to be skepticism in the public about what the real reasons are. These high school kids seem to suggest it was all about President Bush diverting attention from his real problems. But older, probably cooler heads took a different view. Tony Costello is an old soldier who's never demonstrated before. He said attacking Iraq was like taking a sledgehammer to a nut. Wearing his red paratrooper's beret and medals on his chest, he said he didn't go in for the conspiracy theories.
I was a kid in the war, at the 39-45 war, and I can remember getting parcels from the Junior Red Cross of America, and I've always loved Americans. I've got nothing against Americans, but like yourselves and us, we just seem to have got a bad bunch of politicians at the moment.
This protest movement brings together over 400 different groups united in a Stop the War coalition. There were the regular demonstrators trying to hand out copies of Socialist Weekly, but also lawyers, bishops, children walking their dogs, and people in wheelchairs. Londoners Phil Colwell and Jane Hughes were also pushing their baby around.
And the fact is that nobody is in fear of Saddam. Everyone realizes that he's an evil monster.
What's the rush now, all of a sudden? Why so suddenly? But maybe the best thing that could happen today is that Blair is forced to take a view and forced to say, I may have to step back a little. Public opinion is so strong and so overwhelming. Maybe that's the best thing that could happen today, that Blair is forced to say, I have to give this a second thought, I have to ask for more time.
On Monday, Blair hopes to persuade his European counterparts during an emergency European Union meeting on Iraq that they should rally round his position. But if any of them watch the streets of London today, Blair may well have a tough sell. Nick Spicer, NPR News, London.
I'm Emily Harris in Berlin. Hundreds of thousands of protesters marched through the Brandenburg Gate today. Young people came in droves, parents brought their children, and older couples strolled arm in arm. Demonstrator Viada Visa came for the same reason many others did.
To demonstrate against the politics of Mr. Bush.
The American president was labeled the bad guy by many protesters who said they don't understand why the U.S. administration seems so set on a war. They suspect Mr. Bush of seeking to control oil fields or to finish the job his father did not do. Protesters here say instead of bombing Baghdad, the United States should allow weapons inspectors to continue their work. They also believe war will mostly hurt ordinary Iraqis. Berliner Katerina Kanschat says the U.S. can't force change in Iraq.
Every problem in a country has to be solved from within, is my opinion. They just have to get together and actually do it. I mean, many countries have shown that it's possible.
Anti-war demonstrators here are in step with their government, which has made it clear it will not support military action against Iraq. The White House says Germany's position threatens the relevance of the United Nations. Demonstrator Dietmar Busch sees it the other way around, that the United States is undermining an international approach.
Why should we have a global organization like the UN if America says, okay, we have it, but we don't care? I mean, then they shouldn't be part of the United Nations. Then they can have built their own United Nations, like the United Nations of America against the United Nations of the world.
Unlike many of the demonstrators here, he says he would probably support a war, if the United Nations did. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.
We want to go next to Rome, where the numbers were considerably larger, people marching through the streets. And NPR's Sylvia Pagioli is in Rome. Watch the protest today. Sylvia, what have you seen?
Well, it was huge. The police are saying more than 2 million people were out in the streets, and the organizers are saying 3 million. Whatever, it will probably turn out to be the largest demonstration ever held here. And they went through the entire center of the city. They marched under Renaissance palaces along the Roman Forum to the Colosseum and beyond. It was very different from the traditional leftist crowd that usually turns out for these rallies. There were very few red flags. There were hardly any Che Guevara posters. Here in Italy, you can often identify a person's political ideas by the newspapers they carry, and I saw a lot of demonstrators carrying conservative papers, so they were really out there to protest, to say no to war.
This seems to be a week in which many Americans are getting frustrated and angry at Europeans, and many Europeans are getting extremely frustrated and angry at the United States.
Well, what I heard and saw today was definitely there was no anger or animosity toward the American people. They were very angry, however, specifically with the Bush administration and its policies, and people were saying this clearly. The U.S. Embassy advised Americans to stay away from the rally, but I didn't see any anti-American banners or slogans. And I think what's important to point out is that there is a very strong aversion in Europe to war, and it has very specific historical explanations. The two most brutal and devastating wars in history, in the history of mankind, took place in the 20th century on European territory, and the memory has been handed down. Now, certainly, some European governments can be accused of having vested interests in Iraq and elsewhere in the Middle East, but public opinion here is sincerely and massively against the war.
NPR Sylvia Pagioli in Rome. Sylvia, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
We've got news of protests on this side of the Atlantic as well, and later on in the program, we'll check in on a demonstration held today in New York City.